with more Party Line.
Or meeting a friend for an afternoon at the park. They're proud to be part of that great community experience and make you their top priority. So next time you're in their neighborhood, stop in and say hello and see how they can help you meet your financial goals. If they miss you, visit EncompassCU.org to see all the ways they can become your neighbor.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Rev up your summer adventures with TC Trailers. TC Trailers is excited to announce they're now offering electric golf carts, perfect for exploring with off-road or street tires, aluminum wheels, turn signals, brake lights, and even a horn. And their flip-over seat is perfect for hauling. TC Trailers makes it easy with financing options available. Get to TC Trailers at the junction of State Roads 28 and 29, or visit tc-trailers.com. TC Trailers, your destination for quality trailers and now electric golf carts.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Avery Home, we know your home is more than just a place. It's where your family gathers, rests, and makes memories. Since 2015, Avery Home has been serving families like yours with Serta mattresses, dependable GE and Speed Queen appliances, and Jackson and Ashley furniture for every room. With delivery, financing, and hours that work for your schedule, Avery Home is your one-stop shop. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 10 to 4. Visit Avery Home at 54 East Washington Street in downtown Frankfort, or shop online at averyhomestore.com. Avery Home, here to serve you and your family. King Harvest on a Tuesday morning, 1570 WILO. It is Party Line. Jan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Dancing, not in the moonlight, we're dancing in the sunshine. it's warm sunshine, that's for sure. And speaking of sunshine, we want to give you a quick update on the weather. We are under a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. Today, areas of fog, that should be burning off, by 9. It's a little after 9 right now, so it should be pretty much nice and sunny out there. High near 90. Calm wind becoming east-southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 71. Then Wednesday, tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Then Wednesday night. Yeah, there we go. I lost my place. 66, but listen to this. By Thursday, we're looking at a high of 75. So that's not too bad, Melissa. 75, we'll take 75.
Yeah, we're going to take that for the weekend. It's looking pretty good, actually.
Yeah, we were just talking to Sean Reeves from the Boone County Chamber of Commerce, and They is our number 3338.
Yes, 3338.
Okay. I'm trying to find some. We're trying to get our other guest to connect, but things we're having those which when they're in a different world, they're over in California world. So, and then of course my text, I can't get no text to work.
Oh, I get it. Everything's terrible on my end too.
The problem is that it's. All of the electricity and electronics that go on.
Back here, everything is tied in and hardwired and everything else, and so it kind of cuts us off on everything else.
People say, "Well, I've been trying to call you. I've been trying to talk to you, but I said, well, brother, if you were trying to reach me on my cell phone."
Well, while you're working on that, I'll run through the sponsors here really quick. Yeah. We want to thank our sponsors for letting us be on the radio here. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines, and we've been getting an awful lot of that. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, getting ready for the fall term, I'm sure. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Avery Home Furniture, Mattress, and Appliances in downtown Frankfort. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Also, Boone, Carroll, and Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspapers. The online telecast on Hoosierland TV, brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoops Country Foods, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor. Oh, man, that's a lot to get through. Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply. Community Foundation, serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties. Also, Simplify Family Dental. Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters.
Yep.
Man, that's a lot to get through.
You're not joking. You did a nice job.
Well,
you did a nice job.
Tried. I spit through one of them.
So. We do have a caller on this morning that's wanting to call in for us. Good morning. You're on Party Line.
Hey, good morning, you fellas.
Hey, it's Carl. Good morning.
Hey. You're like a Timex watch. You never run down. When do you sleep? I mean, you're gone every day. How do you do that?
I don't know. I do sleep because I get to bed. I don't know. I try to eat a lot of ice cream. That's what I do.
Ice cream does it.
And particularly Glover's. That's a great. I'll give it a shameless plug. But no.
That's awesome.
No. Well, no. You're like Dick Clark, Carl. You never change. You're always the same. I was talking to someone about that the other day. I said, Carl, every time I see you, you looked about the same as I did 40 years ago.
And I've never been to a wedding like you preached at. You've done an awesome job. I don't understand how all it was and everything, you know, but it was very, very nice.
Well, you got a beautiful granddaughter, and it was an honor to officiate with her and Taylor. You know, you're very blessed, ma'am. She's a great gal. Great young lady. So
now my question is today for both of you, and I told Melissa yesterday, I think everything that Trump's our president's doing is correct. I like it, other than two things. That's our and cryptocurrency stuff. But here's
Hey, Carl, we're losing you.
Yeah, Carl, you're breaking up really bad. We can't barely hear you. So maybe you can try again. I'm going to take you off, and then we're going to go to another caller here this morning, and then I'll get back with Carl if he can give us back. But right now I want to bring in a good friend of mine. I don't know if you're in California or not, Vince, but are you in California this morning?
Well, this morning I'm actually in Texas.
You're down at the Southwest Bible Convention.
I sure am, yes, sir.
Wow. Well, it's good to hear your voice, brother. And most people don't maybe not know who you are, but you are the proud owner, you and your wife, of the Hoosierland Roller Rink in Frankfort, Indiana. And I've been wanting to talk to you, you know, on radio. I know that you've been on, but it's a real blessing to see what you have been able to do, what you've been doing with the Hoosierland Roller Rink. What a gorgeous, when I think about, well, I don't say gorgeous in the sense that it's just been this beautiful icon, but it has been an icon, but you're trying to bring the beauty back by bringing the beauty of people and the hearts and connecting everybody back in. But you have to start with infrastructure, and you've been hard at work with the infrastructure and getting that place back to that beauty that we want to see it in our community.
Well, it's funny, you know, when my wife and I came out to look, and along with one of our partners, we came out to look at the roller rink, and we went, oh my goodness, there's a lot of work to do. If we had to ask ourselves a question, you know, being a pastor and being called, are we called to this place for these kids? And the answer was yes. And so then the money part will come, right? So what we've endeavored to do was to invest in the infrastructure, everything from POS systems that they'd never had before, the air conditioning that they'd never had before. So we're open 12 months a year, and that never had happened before in the history, in the 75 years, honestly, of Hoosierland Roller Rink. So we're real excited. We're real excited to be a part of the community of Frankfort, Indiana. And we're trying to pull from all of the communities that surround Frankfort, because there's a lot of great skaters out there who were looking for a place to come skate. And I want you to come skate with us.
Well, I tell you, you are amazing, because I watched you do a little skating the other day, and I'm telling you, brother, you can get with it now. And I've done youth work for years, and of course, part of youth work, you got to put on roller skates, and I'll get out and skate, and I can skate, and I can go really fast, but my problem is finding a landing pad. So, and normally it's on my derriere, so I don't do too much skating, but I'm always amazed at you guys that can skate, and I call it artistically, because you it's almost like a dance. I mean, you guys really know how to move and groove to the music. But the great thing about the roller rink and what you're doing, you've been in this business for a long time, and it's not just the business of the roller rink business. You've been in the entertainment business for a long time, but it is also the opportunity of creating that synergistic mindset, or I should say holistic mindset of mind, body, and spirit, and that's really what you're trying to engage with these young people, correct?
That is correct. You know, one of the things that I think motivates us is really trying to create a safe space, honestly, but a space where the young men and young women can come together and find something that they wouldn't see necessarily in any other venue. And one of those things for us is find a pathway where they can see God. The other of that is really just to have good, clean, wholesome fun. So, and we started out with birthday parties, private parties, fun parties, fundraisers, schools, nonprofit, you name it. We're in the business of creating a fun environment for you to bring your staff, your team, your kids to Hoosierland Roller Rink. And I'm telling you, they're going to have a wonderful time. We have a great support staff there. They're all local. Every single one of our associates is local, except for me. And so and I commute, and when I come in, I try and bring my skates. I should leave a pair of skates there is what I should do. But I try and bring my skates so I can get out there and do some examples. We wanted to do the hot dog festival this year. We didn't get on the calendar soon enough, so we're going to have to work on that now. so I can get out there and skate for everybody.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we would love that. That's a great thing. And you know, I think there's some other opportunities that will be coming up that we want to talk to you about as well. So we'll get off the air. We'll get together. But you know, what was the genesis of this for you? What was the spark for you to get you into this industry, into this passion that you have? What was driving that, Vincent?
Well, in and I'll date myself with this. In 1978, the local rink that was near my house closed. At the same time, a brand new recreational rink opened. And I went, and for the very first time, I was amazed by what I saw. I was amazed by the experience. And we call it in our business, we say we are the Disneyland of roller skating. So that same experience where the kids are so excited to be there, where the youth are excited to be there, well, that's what we're trying to create at Hoosierland. And so when I did that, I went from skating every now and again to skating every single day. And that's what I did for many, 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 many years. That's how I got to be at the level that I am, is because I skated every day. And that drove me. And at some point, I just knew that I wanted to be in the family recreation business. And I wanted to make an impact on the lives of young men and young women all across the country. And so our first roller rink is Hoosierland Roller Rink.
Yeah, that is so cool. And you really put it best, because it's a family entertainment. It's not just about a roller rink or just skating. You bring the whole, because you think from music to lights, the atmosphere, the attitude, everything about it. It's a culture that you're creating.
We walked in the door and discovered, and not on purpose, honestly, but we had to work on the floor, we had to work on the roof, we had to work on the electrical. There were a lot of things that, and there's still a lot of things we still need to touch, of course. So if you're out there and you can bring us high-speed internet, come talk to me. we're real excited about it. But one of the things that drives us is this passion to change the community that we live in for the better, to impact the community. Right now, if you look out on the landscape of Frankfort, Indiana, we're the only game in town for your kids. Hmm. Your kids get an opportunity to go to the splash pad in the summer. But after that, there's nothing. So we're open all year long. We had all-day skates on Tuesdays this summer. So you skated from 11 to 6 for $7. That includes your skates. We have a lot of sessions from 12 to 4 that are $5. It includes your skates. And then we've got our evening sessions, especially on Saturday nights, that it's $10 from 6 to 11. And it's really, really a wonderful, wonderful way to spend your day.
And you can bring your own skates, correct?
Absolutely. As long as you've got some toe stops, I'm going to be looking. So, as long as you've got some toe stops on there, we're happy to have it.
Maybe that's my problem. I need a better stopper. I don't know. Maybe that's
well,
the joke.
You know, I'll be out shortly, and we can look at that, and we can take care of that.
Definitely. And you like to skate without you keep your strings. You don't even tie your strings. You like it loose, because you want to be able to move.
I one of the things that we're going to start doing is the name of the company is Monterey Jam Skate, which is me.
Yeah.
We have a separate logo from Hoosierland, and in that logo, it's me with my skates all flopped over, and it gives an example of why I do what I do, and you know, if you're old like me, then you can remember the videos of Venice Beach and all the guys going out to Venice Beach. And they're still doing that, by the way. Well, I was one of those guys that was going out to Venice Beach and doing some skate competitions, and won some of those skate competitions. So, and that all comes from my love of music, my love of dance. You know, when I was a kid, I took tap dance, jazz dance, and ballet until I was 18, and I import all of those things into the skate experience that I bring. So, and we do parades, we do all kinds of things like that to encourage people, to encourage skating.
Yeah.
So,
and the thing about the venue that you have purchased here in Frankfort, it has got such a rich history of being that entertainment venue for so many generations. I mean, you know, I don't remember, but I know I've seen pictures of where the walls were out. You had the outdoor skate. The car lights were shining in, and I'm sure I'm bringing back some memories for some folks. But you know, I remember our personal experience with Hoosierland was we used to have our Youth for Christ meetings there back in the day, and every Monday night we would pack the place with anywhere from 30 to 100 kids on a regular basis coming to the Youth for Christ meetings, skating. We normally let them skate for about the first 45 minutes, and then we go into a meeting time. And we went through some pretty crazy days out there with different topics and discussions, and using the skate analogy and skating as a you know, an example of life and how, you know, what the ups and downs of life. You know, if you fall down, you got to get back. I mean, there were so many different things that. That we were able to utilize that, and we were very blessed to be able to be out there for as long as we were. And I look at this now as that ministry is continuing, because I know you look at this not as entertainment, but truly as a ministry opportunity to bolster kids, their own confidence levels, and to help them understand that they are made in the image of God.
Absolutely. And who would have thought when I went to Bible school way back in the day that this is where God would have me? And, you know, when I went to Bible school, I went to Bible school because I wanted to be able to take the music ministry that God had gifted me with into churches. And in those days, churches wouldn't let you come without a covering or a pastor. So I went to Bible school. And so that has been a part of what drives me, is that, again, that passion for changing people's lives from the inside out. It's the true character of man. It's spirit, soul, and body. So that's what we're trying to do. My wife and I are really passionate about this skating rink. We're really passionate about the youth of Frankfort, Indiana. We are really, really hungry to serve our community.
I know you are, brother, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to get you online today and talk a little bit about the rink and the ministry that's going on. And, you know, you can get passes there. It's fully air conditioned now, so you don't have to, you can beat the heat. In fact, the other day when we met you guys over there, there was a homeschool group that came in and were skating. So you're open, and the great thing too, you're also using you know, local help. You've hired local folks to be a part of the whole process. And I know that just putting the air conditioning, and this has not been a cheap experience, folks. I just want to speak on behalf of Vince that this is not we're buying this and trying to make some money and we're going to do it as cheap as we can. They are really investing in our community and have invested in this particular venue, and we're really excited about the opportunity. In fact, you've been on our big deals. Right now, you're a part of our new item on big deals here at Casper Media. From all the way into this Saturday, you're going to be on the big deals, so you can get a one-time use group pass, skate rental for up to 10 people, bring the whole family plus some friends. It's a one-time cost, and you can go to bigdeals.com. We love bigdeals.com, and they will make sure that you get those passes. So, well, you're doing the Lord's work, Vincent, for sure. How do people get a hold of you? What's the phone numbers and all the information that folks would want to contact you and set up a, because you're also, if an office wants to bring their team, or like you said earlier, if you want to have a leadership group out there, you're willing to serve all that, right?
Yes, we are. And the easiest way to get a hold of us, and there are two ways. You can literally email us at info@HoosierLandRollerRink.com. Again, that's info@HoosierLandRollerRink.com. Or you can call the rink itself, and the rink number is area code 765-654-4821. And if there's nobody there, one of our supervisors will call you when they get into the office. But we are happy to help. We're happy to be flexible enough to make that connection.
Oh, that's great. We greatly appreciate it. And info@HoosierLandRollerRink.com, info@HoosierRollerRink.com for more details, 765-654-4821. What were you saying, Vince? Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say it's HoosierLandRollerRink.com.
Yeah. So, okay, HoosierLand. Yeah, info@HoosierLandRollerRink.com. Okay, yeah. I'm missing one. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you now. I don't want to make this an IU Purdue thing, so it's Hoosier Land. Okay, rollerrink.com. So
Hoosier Land.
All right.
Yeah. Certainly, give us a shout, and one of our supervisors will call you. And if it's a huge party, I will call you, and I will make that connection and make sure that we can get you taken care of right away.
All right, man. Thank you so much for calling us. We greatly appreciate it. Sorry to interrupt you guys down in Texas, but have a great conference, and good Lord willing, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right.
We appreciate Vince calling us in this morning and letting us be a part of Hoosierland Roller Rink today. It's and what a great, great place. Make sure you get out there. Give them a call, 765-654-4821, 765-654-4821, or info@HoosierLandRollerRink.com, info@HoosierLandRollerRink.com. We are very blessed to have this partnership and these folks that are willing to invest in our community and bring back an iconic entertainment venue here in Frankfort, Indiana, and really for the whole region, as Vince was mentioning. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you on Thursday. Until then, have a great one and stay cool. We'll talk to you soon.